How is your Dutch? And that is a question that we regularly ask to our listeners. But we also asked about how it is to teach a language and what is the experience of students who come to an organization that teaches Dutch and English, such as STE Languages. The director at STE is Wilfried Grades.
Connects nationals and internationals. Radio for
Brainport. Internationals coming to the Eindhoven region where everyone speaks English. Nonetheless, you teach them Dutch, among other languages.
Yes, it is very important they learn Dutch because they want to integrate into society. They want to be a part of our society. They go to a grocery, they go to a barber, and they go to a cafe, and there they speak Dutch. So when you want to integrate in this society, you have to learn Dutch.
So it's not a necessity, but to feel at home, learning Dutch may be important. Do you get more of, let's say, what is sometimes called the first hire, or the family that follows and that for whom it may be more interesting because they do not have their professional affiliation?
I fully agree with that. So in most cases we do the international, but we see indeed that the spouse or the family is lacking behind. So that would be a very good idea to have them both here in the classes. Absolutely.
You teach Dutch here with your organization, and many people may like to know how steep is the learning curve. Is that something that where you can say, well, you already speak a bit Dutch after a couple of months?
We see that in general students need about 2 or 3 years to really practice Dutch in a sufficient way. And most of them they really like to do that because they want to make progress, they want to advance, they want to learn it in a good manner, in a good way. So yes, we see some very steep lesson curves. Absolutely, yeah.
And there are different ways of teaching a language. Does STE has a specific recipe for that? Do you start by learning the grammar or by announcing the vocabulary, or is it just a kind of casual conversation, or can I choose between that?
Well, we have about 25 years of experience. So we formerly came from Philips, where we were the Philips Talen afdeling, and we developed, and we have our own program, which is very well thought, which is very well balanced and structured, and it's a recipe to learn the Dutch in the best way you can. Absolutely.
With a link to Brabant.
With a link to Brabant, of course. We teach also about the Brabant culture. Of course, they are here, so they have to know about the Brabant culture and the Eindhoven culture, of course. Yeah.
So they start by learning how to.
They start by learning how to. Yeah, really.
Because quite often the things you hear on the street may be a bit different from the things that you typically learn at school.
No, we try to learn the things they hear at they hear in the street. They pass by every day. So these are the things which are important for the people. Social activity. That's what it's all about. Yeah.
Many students.
Yes, we have a lot of large organizations with many students. Yes, like ASML, for example. Or Van der Lande, or DAF, or I can name many organizations, but we have, absolutely.
And is it mainly Dutch? Because I also hear that quite a number of the internationals like to improve on their English.
90% of our students are learning Dutch, and 10% of the students are different language. English is is the number two, of course, and then comes German, and we see also a lot of students wanting to learn Spanish, for example, or French. This gentleman here wants to learn French. So it's growing in all languages. But as you stated, Dutch is the most important language.
Although that is a bit surprising for me that also the other languages are doing well, that there is an interest, I can imagine, Chinese as well. Is that because of the world becoming more international?
Yeah, the world is becoming more international. People have started up their business again after Corona. They go abroad. They meet new people. They want to improve their business. So that's why language is really, really important. Yeah.
And being able to express yourself can really make a difference, even in a very professional organization.
Yes, I really believe that. Of course, there are a lot of stories. So we as Dutch always think that we are excellent in our languages, and we are excellent. It's not only language, by the way, it's also culture. We have to understand also the culture of the other countries, of the other nationalities. So we want to combine language and culture, and that's a perfect mix for being successful abroad.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Bye.